Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Talking about AfriForum, Daniel Eloff is a writer, lecturer, and attorney at Hunter Spiss, talking to us about why AfriForum has decided to take border security into their own hands. Daniel Eloff, thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
Good morning, Howard.
So I hope you enjoyed a bit of Los Lapi from Kurt Darren. It was just an interesting, interesting timing. Either way, how serious is this problem and how important is it, how significant is it rather, that AfriForum is getting involved in border security?
Yes, I mean, it's a rather interesting sort of predicament that a lot of South Africans are in, because obviously I think we want to be as welcoming as possible to people to come to South Africa to invest their time and money and, you know, lives here. But simultaneously, we want to ensure that South Africa is a country of the rule of law, you know, where people come here legally. And that's the major problem with our very much porous borders, is people can come and go as they please.
So the reaction to AfriForum getting involved in it, because that then is almost a separate issue, but obviously not.
Yes, I mean, I think to a certain extent it's been blown out of proportion a bit, because what it effectively is that AfriForum already has over 200 neighborhood watches all over South Africa. And what's simply happening is the neighborhood watch that's in Messina has just added, you know, another sort of duty to their roster. They've just decided that they're not just going to patrol the particular communities and, you know, sort of houses in Messina, but they'll include patrols along the border fence. So it's not as if they're taking a rather big step. It's a rather simple and easy step to take and to just ensure that there's, you know, some visible patrolling.
So is it just because it's AfriForum and our media loves to hate AfriForum?
Well, I mean, potentially. The point is, borders all over the world are sort of a contentious issue, right?
Yes, of course.
I mean, it's a contentious issue in the UK, even though they don't physically have a border, but, you know, sort of their sovereignty is an issue there. It's in the States. It's all over the world. I mean, there's literally an entire war being fought in Eastern Europe over borders at the moment. So, I mean, it is a contentious issue. It's likely fueled by the fact that a lot of people just have this bias towards or against AfriForum. And they might view it sort of, I know a lot of criticism directed towards AfriForum as well. They're trying to create a parallel state. But, I mean, I think this, if you really look at this issue, it's basically an acknowledgement of the South African state, right? It's an acknowledgement of borders. It's an acknowledgement of South Africa existing as a republic. And it's saying, well, there's something here that needs to be protected and patrolled and ensure that it gets safe.
So the reaction then, I mean, if somebody else was doing it, we likely wouldn't have this type of reaction.
Yes, well, it would be interesting. I'd invite another organization to do something similar to what AfriForum is doing. Then we can perhaps gauge the reaction. Again, the point is, if we speak on a principled level and a broader level, this is another area where the government's failing at its, you know, very most basic functions, right? Keeping our borders safe, keeping South Africans safe, fixing potholes, fixing streetlights. That's sort of the basics that government all over the world are supposed to do, but in South Africa they fail to do it. So what's happening is civil society, and this is not just AfriForum, right? It's a bunch of other organizations, a bunch of communities, are taking over these responsibilities. It's not even actually taking over. I'd argue it's more of a filling the gap. And there where it doesn't exist, someone needs to do it, and people are putting up their hands and saying, well, they're willing to do it.
And that's exactly what's happened over and over again. We see it in every area of our lives. We see it in private schooling, in hospitals. We're seeing it now with the discovery of funding and making sure that we've got fire trucks in Johannesburg. It's one thing after another that the state has completely failed us, and so we pick it up because that's what South Africans do. And it's. I think we need to be very, very careful before we complain about any particular organization doing that, because if it doesn't happen, then, and, you know, if the same rule was applied to everybody else as it was, as it seems to be applied to AfriForum, well, then we'd have a huge problem in this country.
Yes. I mean, it's a very destructive thing to also say, well, just because government's not doing it, we can't allow someone else to do it, right? I mean, then where will we end up? We'll just not have any services. So I think we need to be open to these sort of conversations. We need to be open to the possibility that perhaps sometimes where government fails, we need to welcome other parties to do this. But again, I guess this gets back to sort of the broader point and probably debate that's been raging for 200 years over the role of government. And I think the sad thing, at least to me, in my mind, is there are certain things that I think government, at least in theory, is able to do better than the private sector, right? I think there are some things that really do have to be done by government. But unfortunately, now we're with the reality where we don't have that choice. We can't decide between, well, should the private sector or government do it, because government's simply not doing it at
doing
all.
It.
So
yeah, if we had
we'd have no choice.
Everybody would love to not do it. Daniel Eloff, writer, lecturer and attorney at Hunter Spess. Why has AfriForum decided to take border security into their own hands?